Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 341 for Thursday, April 9th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Thursday morning following the losses seen in the U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from $1 to $2.50 lower, with the most active May contract checking in at $452.50 per ton. Malaysian palm oil was lower overnight, which weighed on values, while traders were positioning themselves ahead of the USDA's monthly supply and demand report, which is due out at 11 o'clock Central Time. U.S. soy acreage is expected to be record large this year, which added to the bearish tone. The technical trend in canola has started to point lower. However, the Canadian dollar was slightly weaker against its U.S. counterpart, which supported canola as it made it more attractive to buyers on the international market. Dry conditions across parts of Western Canada have helped to put a weather premium into the market. Farmer selling has been slow due to road bans and seeding preparation. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 8 to 10 cents lower, with the May contract checking in at $9.61 a bushel. Favorable weather reports and expectations this morning's USDA report will point towards a massive soybean crop pressured values. The USDA says 177,000 tons of soybeans were canceled last week by international buyers, which was bearish. The strength of the U.S. dollar continues to weigh on values. Corn was 2 cents lower, with the May contract sitting at $3.75 per bushel. Corn prices trended lower amid expectations the USDA will raise its forecast for U.S. stockpiles of corn compared to last month's estimates. This is due to weaker than expected feed demand and a potentially underestimated U.S. crop. The corn market declined in concert with the other crop markets overnight. U.S. wheat was 9 to 10 cents lower, with the May contract sitting at $5.16 per bushel. Favorable weather reports and strength in the U.S. dollar sent values lower. There are improved expectations of wheat production in the U.S. Great Plains, which was bearish. Average trade estimates for U.S. wheat carryout is 694 million bushels compared to 691 million last month. There are some reports freeze damage may have occurred near the border of Kansas and Oklahoma. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, April 9th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.